The black arm stabbed in at the lowered red head and bull neck, chipped blood off the brow and the cheek. The black boy danced away. Taller, arms longer than McMurphy's thick red arms, punched faster and sharper, he was able to chisel at the shoulders and the head without getting in close. McMurphy kept walking forward, trudging flat-footed steps, face down and squinting up between those tattooed fists on each side of his head, till he got the black boy against the ring of nude men and drove a fist square in the center of the white starched chest. That slate face cracked pink, ran a tongue the color of strawberry ice cream over the lips. He ducked away from McMurphy's tank charge and got in another couple of licks before that fist laid him another good one. The mouth flew open wider this time, a blotch of sick color. McMurphy had red marks on the head and shoulders, but he didn't seem to be hurt. He kept coming, taking 10 blows for one. It kept on this way, back and forth in the shower room, till the black boy was panting and staggering and working mainly at keeping out of the way of those clubbing red arms. The guys were yelling for McMurphy to lay him out. McMurphy didn't act in any hurry. The black boy spun away from a blow on his shoulder and looked quick to where the other two were watching.
"Williams! Warren! Damn you!"
The other big one pulled the crowd apart and grabbed McMurphy around the arms from behind. McMurphy shook him off like a bull shaking off a monkey, but he was right back. So I picked him off and threw him in the shower. He was full of tubes. He didn't weigh more than 10 or 15 pounds. The least black boy swung his head from side to side, turned, and ran for the door. While I was watching him go, the other one came out of the shower and put a wrestling hold on me, arms up under mine from behind and hands locked behind my neck, and I had to run backward into the shower and mash him against the tile. And while I was lying there in the water trying to watch McMurphy bust some more of Washington's ribs, the one behind me with the wrestling hold went to biting my neck and I had to break the hold. He lay still then, the starch washing from the uniform down the choking drain. By the time the least black boy came running back in with straps and cuffs and blankets and 4 more aides from Disturbed, everybody was getting dressed and shaking my hand and McMurphy's and saying that they had it coming and what a rip-snorter of a fight it had been, what a tremendous big victory. They kept talking like that to cheer us up and make us feel better about what a fight, what a victory, as the big nurse helped the aides from Disturbed adjust those soft leather cuffs to fit our arms.